Hola, welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a bilingual podcast that shares interviews with self-made millionaires, financially savvy investors, and all things financial literacy and dinero. Your host, Natalie Torres, is a two-time TEDx speaker, an award-winning author, investor, and financially savvy Latina that has been featured on NBC, Telemundo, and Forbes as a financial literacy and mental health advocate. She is joined by her co-host, Vera Eagley, an author, investor, and seasoned insurance professional.
Hey everybody, this is Vera. I decided to have a short episode today on the topic of long-term care and life insurance because I had a meeting with my mom and a financial planner on discussing the current policy that my mom had. She, it's very typical amongst friends, family members, especially in the Latino community, where if one relative or neighbor, comadre, whatever, signs up with somebody, the friends usually follow. So my aunt got a policy with somebody, and this is for life insurance and long-term care. I'm not a life insurance expert. I'm more in the property and casualty side. But fortunately for me, my very good friend Sandra, who has been on the show multiple times, is I had her do a review of the policy she purchased. Thankfully, it turned out that she purchased a good policy. However, my mother's biggest concern is long-term care. What is that? It means that at some point, it is what it is, cycle of life. She's going to get older. She might get sick. Hopefully not. But there may be a need for medical care or just care in general on a monthly basis, on a daily basis rather, that turns into a monthly cost is what I wanted to say. So maybe it's a nursing home, maybe it's a nurse at home, not also a nursing home, because my mom prefers not to be moved into a nursing home, and that's just really depends on your family, what direction you want to take. In my family, I would say it goes without saying that she would come to live with one of us, the siblings, or we would get her own place and she would have a nurse. She's a very private person, so she wouldn't want to be in a nursing home anyway. And that's just not how we roll. But again, to each his own, absolutely no judgment how you choose to do that with your parents. But it is an important conversation because my mom pays for her own stuff, her own insurance. She has her own business and she's in her mid-60s. And, fortunately for me, from the get-go, she's always been like, I don't want to leave a burden to you guys. I don't want to leave debt. I don't want you to deal with funeral expenses, medical costs that are not. Because I think especially in the Latino community, there's this idea that, well, my kids are going to take care of me. But it is such a burden because many of you have children of your own. And then to have to take on the cost of taking care of a parent, it can be very heavy, very stressful. And it can even impact your relationship with your spouse. You know, maybe that's not their jam. Maybe they weren't raised that way. Maybe there's just not enough money to go around for that. So to have a parent or parents that take it upon themselves now that they're healthy to put policies in place to help for future expenses that, of course, they're going to happen. We all get old. You're going to incur costs. So without getting into the numbers, I know I will get into some of the numbers. Like, you know, the financial planner was basically like, you got to think about it. If you decide to go to a nursing home, okay, again, this is just a hypothetical scenario. You got to put aside at least $8,000, $6,000 to $8,000 to be able to pay for that. It's very expensive. Even if the parent comes and lives with you, and if they need a nurse, how much is an in-home nurse or somebody that even just doesn't stay there but just comes in? It's costly. Or if you as the child decide to take on the work of taking care of the parent, you still have to purchase things in order to set things up. Maybe you have to do like an addition to the house. I don't know, there might be medical devices, there might be accessibility things that you need to do to your home. It is going to cost. Anytime there's any type of big change in your life, especially has to do with medical costs. They can happen very quickly and they can get high very quickly. So I just wanted to come on because it was just yesterday that I had this meeting. We decided that she was going to look into supplemental long-term, like a supplemental policy to really cushion that the benefits she has now, so that we get an increase on the long-term care, so that in the future, if something were to happen, she has at least $6,000, maybe she goes for $8,000 a month that she'll have access to, or rather we all have access to for that purpose. We have to be clear, because you're buying these policies, it doesn't mean something bad's gonna happen. It's just, again, insurance is just protecting the what if, right? And even though we should be living in the present moment, you actually do live in the present moment by thinking, okay, if I take care of this today, I don't have to deal with that then. You might still incur other costs, but at least you have a huge chunk that's taken care of. Your parents already have peace of mind. You have peace of mind. You can avoid potential fights between you and your spouse, you and your siblings, because there's something in place that's going to help take the burden off of everyone's shoulders. And I think it also makes our parents feel very proud to be able to do it. And I know that many parents, they don't have the income to pay for themselves. So it may already be a burden for some of you, but there's still a lot of assistance out there. There are still some smaller policies that you can buy. And this is not me advocating for any type of insurance. I'm just saying, do your homework, do your research, look into it, talk to your parents, talk with your spouse, talk to yourself, to your siblings, like what happens, because it will happen when your parents or your guardian or a loved one gets old and you have to step in and take care of them. Are you prepared? Are they prepared? Have you had that conversation? Is there a living trust in place? And that's because, you know, if there's a home that plays a role, maybe like my mom owns, she has a house. Are there savings accounts? Who's going to take care of all that when something happens? And the living trust gives her the peace of mind that should something happen, her wishes are going to be carried out by the assigned person. And I'm not going to use like fancy words because it starts getting too technical. It's just somebody gets assigned to handle her estate, you know. Above all, you also don't want to not have something in place and he or she, your parent, loses the home to the state. You don't want to go into the court system. Everything's so costly. Again, it's about being in the present moment. You do that upfront cost now. You put those policies in place now so that you don't have to worry so much in the future. That is, you know, living in the moment. Thinking about what can happen, what you can do. So anyway, I wanted to share because I thought it was very interesting. It was an interesting conversation. And fortunately, like my mother already had something in place, right? Thankfully, it was the right thing, even though she listened to her sister when I told her a million times that the person you're working with, who is it? What's their background? But for the person that initially issued that policy for her, fortunately, great company, great person. And now bonus, she gets to supplement that with yet another great individual. So do your homework, ask around. You probably have acquaintances that do life insurance, long-term care, living benefits. Talk to them. Find out. Go on, do your research. Go on LinkedIn. Or if you are curious to talk to our friend who's been on the show several times. Again, her name is Sandra. She would be more than happy to give you information. Again, this is just informational, educational. We talk real life, real time. I just had this meeting with my mom yesterday. I wanted to come on and share. And heck, I'm not even like synced up to my mic. I literally grabbed my phone and started recording because I felt like compelled to make sure that we get this message out so that you're looking out for yourself. You're looking out for your loved ones, your family. At the end of the day, it's just like, it's all about peace of mind, right? So if you can get a little bit of peace of mind right now, it's going to go a long way in the future. So thanks again for listening and we'll catch you on the next one.
To learn more about the podcast, follow us on Instagram at FinSavvy in 20 minutes and catch our interviews on YouTube. If you want to become a sponsor, hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, reach out to us at financiallysavvyin20minutes.com or send us a DM. All it takes is 20 minutes out of your day to become financially savvy.